Locals Only with Johnny Bow.
Bringing you the best new Irish talent every week.
Radio Nova.
Radio Nova. This is Locals Only. We're here every Sunday evening between 6 and 7, updating you with all the local Irish musical talent from around the country. Tonight on the show, we're going to be talking to Roisin Dwyer later on. She's got the Hot Press Band of the Week. But up first, our Hummingbird. Is that right, girls?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, we have you here in studio. Deborah, Dolores, Helen, Katrina and Becca. We weren't sure we were going to have Becca here, but she turned up eventually anyway, didn't you? It's great to have you. Deborah, you're going to be the spokesperson for the moment of the band. Anyway, I'm making you the spokesperson. That's So tell us a little bit about now yourselves and what kind of music you do.
That is a good question. Lots of people ask us about our genre, and we have a lot of different influences. I think we've tried to narrow it down to harmonic folk pop. That's kind of yeah.
But and there's a bit of a kind of a demand, a niche in the market for that, is there at the moment? Or?
Well, there's a, I don't know. Could you say demand or niche?
we enjoy making that type of music.
Yes.
Okay, good.
We had a good response, so.
And is there any other acts in the world of music that would be very similar?
We kind of, you know, when people ask us who we're like, we'd say, you know, Bon Iver, The Staves, Joni Mitchell, but you couldn't say, you know, the Irish answer to, and then
oh, yeah, of
band,
course,
you
yeah.
Know.
No, you get into all sorts of trouble there.
Yes.
And are you full-time at this now, or are you just sort of doing this and you have your own jobs as well?
Yeah, we all have our own jobs, yeah.
Is it the target, the aim to get into it full-time, or?
It'd be great.
A girl can dream. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you never, well, look, I'll tell you what, if you're ready to go with the first song, will we have a listen?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
So this is Hummingbird, and the first song you're going to do is You. Is
that right? It's a new song, so.
And it's from the. It's not. Is that on the album?
It's
or?
Not. No, it's not.
This is a new one. Oh, great. Good.
Totally
okay.
Either.
Looking forward to it. Okay. Hummingbird, You on Radio Nova, Locals Only.
Ba-doom, da-doom, da-doom, da-doom. Ba-doom, ba-doom, da-doom, da-doom. Yeah, you don't have a clue. Why should I listen to you? You, yeah, you don't tell the truth. Why should I listen to you? Think you have the answers? Well, I have them too. You have to. It's all fun and games till you lose an eye. You can't make your name if you're telling lies. You showed your hand, now I'm showing mine. You came up blank, now you're wondering why. Da-doom, 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 da-doom.
Radio Radio Nova, Locals Only, is that it? Yeah? I haven't interrupted too early at the end there.
No.
Okay, great. Good. Was that, like, my foot was tapping along to that one, actually. Good bass, little rhythm on the bass there. You did well on the iTunes chart, did you? You were
yeah, we got to number 13 in the singer-songwriter chart, so we're delighted.
And Moya, is it Moya Brennan of Clannad? Is that yeah. Clannad? Her daughter, is that right?
Yes, Ashton Jarvis produced
it. Produced the album. Yeah. How did you get to meet her?
I'm Becca here. She's a friend of my brother. My brother plays bass with her. She's released her own album last year as well. So it was through my brother that we got connected with her and just worked out perfectly.
Yeah, and the song Marty Whelan actually gave it a good talking about, didn't he, during the week or something like that on one of his things? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He had us as a recommend.
That's fantastic. That's great. I mean, it's good to see, you know, Irish talent moving on up now. So are you doing any gigs, or is it just studio stuff you're doing and a few radio stations?
Yeah, we're doing gigs. Okay. We did Sweeties there a couple of weeks ago, and
move right in there.
And we did the Whelans Once to Watch in January. Okay. And we are hopefully going to do a couple of festivals as well during the summer. So,
excellent.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
I'm sure that bass rhythm will go down really well now at the festivals, you know. Da-do, da-do. Yeah. Okay, good. And what is the plan now for 2015 for the summer? Are you going to do the festivals? Is that it? And do you know which ones you're going to do, or...?
We're doing Sunflower Fest in August, definitely. That's up in Northern Ireland, and we're looking forward to that. We've applied for a few more, so hopefully we'll...
And have you got management behind you? Is there anyone helping you to get all these gigs, or is it just you guys doing it yourself?
Just us, yeah.
Computer and the internet makes it a bit easier. You know?
Well, it certainly does. I'm sure maybe 30, 40 years ago they had none of that, so
yeah.
It would have been extremely difficult. Okay, so we're going to hear one of the songs from the album, are we?
The Sad, it's called.
Tell us about the album itself now. It's called. You're called Hummingbird, but there's a V after the H. Why? What's that all about now?
you get a unique URL, you know.
Okay,
there's a Scottish band called The Churches, and that was where I got the idea. They had a V instead of a U, and then
I
just thought it looked cool.
Okay, good. And who did the artwork on the album itself?
A friend of ours, Stephen Greer, and also Dolores over here did it.
Nice. It's simple. You know, it's really really nice. And it has a swallow on the front.
Hummingbird.
Oh, the hummingbird. It's only joking with you. I was only checking.
At least you didn't say thrush or somebody else.
All right. Okay. Coffee and Clementines is the opening track, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the song we're going to hear now is called The Sad.
Yeah.
And it isn't sad, is it?
No. I mean, the words are, you know, it's a song about depression, but it's a reggae song, okay. So it's an upbeat kind of feel.
Okay,
but,
well, let's have a listen to it.
Yeah.
This is The Sad from Hummingbird, the band here we have in studio on Locals Only tonight. Have a listen to this.
Darkness.
Radio Nova, locals only, Hummingbird, and that is a song called The Sad, taken from their current album, debut album, isn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
Great. Okay. So tell us about some gigs now that you have coming up, the next few that are lined up over the next, you've got tons of them, haven't you?
Well, Helen is actually away for the next month for work, so we're taking a little break, but we'll be back in April. We'll hopefully be playing Club Yo up in Donegal, so looking forward to that.
And you're doing something for Pink Dye Charity, is it?
Yeah, so we just, on the weekend, on Friday, we launched our new single, I'll Follow You, in aid of Avian's Pink Dye, who work to practically and financially support families affected by cancer. So it's a really worthwhile cause, and it's in the in iTunes and everything like that. So
excellent. And if we want to go and download this album or go and get the album, is it available in any record stores or is it online? Or
Yeah, well, it's available in the record store in Maynooth, the hard copies, but it's on Bandcamp.
What record store is that in Maynooth?
K&B Music Store.
Brilliant, okay.
And it's on Bandcamp and iTunes and it's on Spotify and that, so.
Excellent. Okay, well, it's good. It's great. And Facebook and Twitter and all that, you're?
Yes, yeah. HVMMINGBYRD.
Okay, that's very important, yeah. And it's not a swallow, okay?
No.
All right, girls, thanks for coming in.
Thanks,
it's great having you here. Much appreciated. And best of luck in the rest of 2015. We're going to talk to Roisin Tuairisg. She's got the Hot Press Band of the Week next here at Nova.
Locals only with Johnny Bow.
Bringing you the best new Irish talent every week.
Radio Nova.